Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spoler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, Pinot Grigio is a pretty popular white wine in this country.
It sure is.
It comes from Italy, and a lot of people really like it. I just wonder how many people who like Pinot Grigio have actually tried Pinot Gris, and how many have tried Pinot Grigios or Pinot Gris from the Pacific Northwest?
That's true. Well, the thing is, anybody who's tried Pinot Grigio has tried Pinot Gris, because it's exactly the same.
You're right.
You know, wherever the origins of the grape, some people talk about Burgundy. It has sort of come into its own, really, in Italy, and especially in the northernmost part of Italy, in the Alto Adige area, which, by the way, if I'm buying Pinot Grigio, that's probably where I'm going to look.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the Alsace, where it is a big player. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, and now really emerging in the Pacific Northwest. So what you're going to find is the Italian ones, the Pinot Grigios, are going to be much leaner and much crisper. And the Alsatian ones, and in similar ways, the ones from Oregon and Washington, are going to be fleshier, fuller bodied, rounder, and just, I think, a little softer. So to jump right in, this is a producer called Caltern, K-A-L-T-E-R-N. We're going to put them on the website so you can have that. Pinot Grigio 2017 from the Alto Adige region. Sells for $16.99. This is exceptional wine. Fleshy with pear and citrus and a hint of almond, which I kind of pick up every now and then in some of these wines from Italy. What's spectacular about this is the crisp acidity is just fabulous. It just sets up really well. I like this one a lot, and $17, pretty good deal. Also from the Alto Adige area, this is a Pinot Grigio, the 2017 from a producer called San Pietro. This is a little more subdued than the Caltern. It's going to be pale straw, lovely melon fruit, again, terrific acidity and balance, and a very subtle note of almond. There it comes through again. If all Pinot Grigio was like this, I would be a big fan. There's a whole lot of not very good Pinot Grigio. But at $14, I was a big fan. This one was a little bit of a surprise to me because this is from the Venezia Giulia area. And it's an IGT, which means it's not what they call a DOC wine, DOC. This was probably my favorite of the bunch. This is a producer called Atoms, A-T-T-E-M-S. And this was just big 2016 vintage citrus and lime zest over medium fleshy fruit with floral notes and vibrant acidity. Lovely and explosive. $22. Now, the Alsace is very well known for their Pinot Gris. This was one from a producer called Wilm. W-I-L-L-M, their Reserve 2016. It's $14.99. This was fruit forward with flavors of melon, apricot, and honey just off dry. I could think of use a touch more acidity. From the Yakima, Washington area, Lone Birch Pinot Gris, all of $14, 2016 vintage. Pear, peach, pineapple notes just off dry. Spectacular, I bet, with roast pork. And then Terrapin Cellars 2016 from the Willamette Valley, Oregon. Melon, pear, green apple flavors, subtle spice, medium acidity. Roast chicken stands out for me.
Wow. A lot of spectrum here that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
So you can try a bunch of them and see what you really like.
I think so.
I'm Al Spoler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.